Now I would like to hear the invocation in all the different languages that we have here, because you know it's just so rich and beautiful. So I will start with we will start with in Estonian,
yes.
Yeah, and then we are gonna pass on to someone else in another language, and then you can pass it on to someone else again, and we'll see. Üht
Üçüse
poole.
poole.
Armastuse
Armastuse,
harmoonia ja ilu täiuslikkuse
ilutäiuslikkuse
poole.
poole.
Ainsa
Ainsa
olendi
olemuse
poole.
poole.
Ühendatud
Ühendatud
kõigi
kõigi
valgustunud
valgustunud
hingedega,
hingedega,
kes
kes
loovad
loovad
meistrikoha
meistrikoha
kehastuse,
ja
juhti ja vaimu. Bismillah. So I will pass it on to Ruhani. Thank you.
Vers l'unique, la perfection d'amour, d'harmonie et de beauté, le seul être uni à toutes les âmes illuminées qui forment l'incorporation du Maître, l'esprit guide. I will pass on. Alina.
Dem einen entgegen, der Vollkommenheit, der Liebe, der Harmonie und der Schönheit, dem einzig Seienden, vereint mit all den erleuchteten Seelen, die den Meister, den Geist der Führung verkörpern. And I'll pass it on to Mia.
And Valerie and Johanna will join me. Yes. K jedinému, k dokonalosti
Dokonalosti
lásky,
lásky, harmonie
harmonie a
a
krásy.
krásy. K jedinému bytí, spojenému se všemi osvícenými bytostmi, které tvoří vtělení mistra, ducha, jenž vede.
And Vina, please.
Dem einen entgegen, der Vollkommenheit, der Liebe, der Harmonie und der Schönheit, dem einzig Seienden, vereint mit all den erleuchteten Seelen, die den Meister, den Geist der Führung verkörpern. It's right.
That's it, beautiful. I was wondering, Vina, do you speak Arabic as well, or
No,
no?
I don't. No.
Okay. I was curious.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful! Thank you so much. So here we are again, and last time when we were meeting together, then we started reading from Hazrat Khan's paper, Inner Life. And so today I'd like to just continue a little bit of reading and bringing maybe a couple of practices into it as well, and take it from there. So I also figured I'm not going to read the whole paper. I kind of like pull out a few things. So it's not gonna be the whole of everything. So I start with Gataka, which is what Hazratinath Khan is saying, and then we are gonna then I'm gonna read Tasawwuf, which is Murshid Sam's commentary to that. So Gataka, the first thing, oh no, before I start, so this what I'm reading now, it's really helping us to prepare for, well, inner journey, for any practices that we do, any kind of spiritual undertaking, you could say. And even if we have been on the path for some time, it is still just really helpful to go back to reviewing again. Okay, well, it's kind of like you could say, like peeling the onion, or journeying in a spiral of, and coming back to the beginning again, and reminding ourselves, okay, what are the things that, or what were the things that were important when I was starting on the path, and perhaps I can bring my attention back to some of these practices, or some of these considerations or thoughts, and that are very useful to visit again, basically. So, Gataka. The first thing that is necessary is to see that there is no debt to be paid. Every soul has a certain debt to pay in life. It may be to his mother or father, or brother or sister, to their husband or wife or friend, or to their children, their race, or to humanity. And if they have not paid what is due, there are cords with which they are inwardly tied, and these pull them back. So let's just take a few moments, and bringing our breath into rhythm first. So breathing in and breathing out. In a balanced way, as well as we are able to in this moment. And then just for maybe a minute or two, just considering our life and considering the things that, the ties that we have with other people, with other beings, our friends, family, people who are close to us, but also, perhaps like our nation or the whole of humanity. And just looking at, what are the strong ties that we have? Guess the way that one way of doing this would be that. Which relationships would I struggle to let go of in this moment? If I was to die in this moment, which relationships would I struggle to let go of? So that's what brings to our awareness our attachments. And then also considering which relationships have, perhaps left a mark on us that we carry as a burden. Something that we have not let go of. Pains or hurts. And we all have those, none of us are without, any of these ties. It's just bringing them to consciousness and being aware of them in this moment. I'm going to continue reading now. Tasawwuf, the Murshid Sam is saying, the journey can be explained in the Indian sense as the effort to get out of samsara, the cycle of life and death, into the nirvana, or the life beyond differences and distinctions. The Sufis have another way of putting it, but in each there is the acceptance of karma, the law of causation and compensation. And we do not pay our karmic debts by willpower or thinking. Thinking especially keeps us on the wheel and in the whirlpool, whether it is good thoughts we have or otherwise. For goodness begets goodness, just as badness creates badness. The journey is one beyond goodness and badness both. And then Gataka. Life in the world is fair trade if one could only understand it. If one knew how many souls there are in this world with whom one is connected or related in some way, or whom we meet freshly every day, to everyone there is something due. And if one has not paid one's obligations, the result is that afterwards one has to pay with interest. So we take a moment again here. And again, maybe bringing to mind all the relationships that, both positive and negative, or, the easygoing and nourishing ones, and also those that are challenging and difficult. And then we're going to use two wazifas to sort of bring healing to any relationship that is kind of standing out one way or the other. So we are bringing healing and forgiveness. And we are going to use the wazifas Ya Ghafar and Ya Ghafur. Ya Ghafar and Ya Ghafur. So those are the This is our journey into this deep forgiveness for things that have been done to us that we struggle with, and also things that we have done to others that we perhaps regret, or maybe we even don't know to regret at this point. So Yaga Far is, you know, they are both like smoothing and kind of softening. They come from this root that means to soften the leather of the water carrier. So we are kind of putting a soft, gentle, you know, we put the propolis from bees to the leather in order to soften it. And the agafar, it is more sort of forgiving the mistakes that we do, like over and over again. If we know that we do something that is not wholesome, but somehow we still keep doing it. It's hard to kind of break a habit somehow. Or also, you know, maybe someone close to us is behaving in a way that just annoys us. And they just, you know, constantly trigger these little points in us. So Yaga Far is forgiving ourselves and forgiving the others around us for this kind of like repeating mistakes. It's like this story of this man who, you know, just asks, who says that, okay, well, if I say, well, estafarala, which is also about forgiveness, if I say estafarala, and I say it over and over, then, but if I still repeat the mistakes, would God not get tired of, you know, hearing this all the time? And then, you know, the man was asking that of Muhammad, and Muhammad was saying, well, yes, God will not get tired of it, but you might get tired of repeating the mistake at some point. So so we say Yaga Far, and then Yaga Fur is forgiving for the things that we have done that we feel that are so difficult or so bad or so kind of unforgivable mistakes that we have done, that it's kind of like no ordinary forgiveness can touch it. So we need to say Yaga Fur, which is this the softest touch of forgiveness, which is like touching the deepest and the most vulnerable and most hurt places inside of us, and bringing this gentle balm of forgiveness to those. And similarly, if others have done something to us that we just feel that this is unforgivable, you know, it's something that we cannot forgive, then Yaga Fur is the kind of like the first step of like an opening of maybe one day at some point there is this opening to this forgiveness to happen. Yaga Far. So now we continue a little bit on the breath, breathing in Yaga Far, breathing out Yaga Fur, feeling that forgiveness reaching the deepest places in ourselves, in our bodies, in our beings. And now letting go of this, the phrase, letting go of the words, and just breathing with the feeling. Amen. Just doing a little bit more reading. Gateka. There is the inner justice, which is working beyond the worldly justice. And when we do not observe the inner law of justice, it is because at that time we are intoxicated. Our eyes are closed and we really do not know the law of life. But that intoxication will not last. There will come a day when the eyes of the soul will be opened. And it is a pity if the eyes open when it is too late. So, yeah, let's do another bit of practice. So what we are hoping to do on this path is, you know, we want to keep our eyes open to all that we are, all the things that we like, that we don't like, and just being aware of all of those, so that we are not in that intoxicated state, in a way of like not seeing how we act or how we think, or how we feel, affects others and the world around us. And so we are gonna do a practice that helps us to kind of really look with clarity and with even understanding, with equanimity, all that we are and all that we bring to the table, you could say. And we're going to use another wazifa for that, and that's Yahasib. Yahasib. This is to take account, like take an honest account of everything that we are, everything that we do, everything that is in our lives. That's like, it's like an accountant who balances the books and just looks at all the money that is coming in and all the money that is going out. And there is no kind of attachment to either. It's just looking. Aha, okay, this, okay, that, like this. So with Yahasib, we just bring all the parts of ourselves into the light, you could say. It's like the day of judgment. That's another way of looking at it, that Murshid Sam used to say, the day of judgment, it's a day, it happens in the light. It's not, you know, something that happens in the darkness in any way. So we can bring all these things into the light, and, you know, the day of judgment, so to speak, is now, in this moment, you know, just by us bringing all of these things into our awareness. And it's not, again, it's not something that is like somebody's coming, like a big daddy, to tell us, oh, you've done this wrong and you've done that wrong. It's all in the light. It's all in that, you know, place of perfect balance. And that's all there is. Okay. Ya Hasib, 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 Ya Hasib. Now breathing Ya Hasib in. I'm breathing Ya Hasib out. Looking with equanimity at all the things that make up our life and our being. And then letting go of the words and breathing with a feeling in our heart in this moment. I think I will stop with a reading in here, and we can just do just a small round of zikr to complete our practice today. La ilaha illallahu 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 la ilaha illallahu. What happened? Did it stop?
Don't do that too.
Oh, I.
Off.
And for a moment, we connect with all our teachers, all beings of light who inspire and support and guide us on our path. And then also connecting with our Sangha, the our fellow Murids, our brothers and sisters on the path. And our family, friends, people who are close to us, breathing with them for a moment. Amen.
Amen.
And we offer our thanks to each other for being here, sharing the practices with each other. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bless you. And I'm going to put the recording off, stop the recording.